Good evening, St. Bruno.
Good evening.
Today's gospel, we hear the apostles asking Jesus, increase our faith. The apostles and Jesus at the time were walking from Galilee to Jerusalem, a five-day journey. So Jesus is walking with them and teaching them the whole way, performing miracles. And then Jesus tells them a couple things that really trouble them. He says, if you cause someone else to sin, put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the sea. And then he says, if someone asks you for forgiveness 7 times in one day, you should forgive them 7 times. So the apostles were like, well, I've probably done both of them. So, Lord, what do I do? Increase my faith. Increase our faith, Lord. And then he says, well, if you have a little bit of faith, like the size of a mustard seed, you could tell this tree to be uprooted, go plant in the sea, and it will be done. Sometimes when we have big things in our life, difficult to overcome, situations, death, sin, we just can't get around it. We ask God, increase my faith, help me. We all do it. We all have probably caused someone else to sin. We have probably not forgiven people. So, Lord, increase our faith. Jesus was saying with this passage, with a little bit of faith, you can do great things. Then he tells the apostles, look at yourself as servants. Don't just do what you're obliged to do. Be a servant for God. Open yourself up to God. Open your heart. In our yards and in our neighborhoods, we see sprinklers going all the time. We see all this water going out. But sometimes that breaks, or sometimes there's a crusty old valve that just won't open or broken, and we just can't get it open to water our lawns, and they dry out. And we crack open that valve, or we fix that valve, and then water pours all over the lawn, and the grass grows, and then we get teenagers to come and cut it, right? But with a little bit of water, with a little bit of turning the valve, great things happen. And so too with our heart. When we open it a little bit to God, great things can happen. And God, with his grace, lubricates that valve and helps you open it to do great things. He said to the apostles, don't think you're doing it on your own. It's God working through you. So how do we increase our faith? What is faith that we need to increase it to be strengthened? Faith is an attitude of trust in God. Faith is confidence in God. Faith is reliance upon God, not on ourselves, not on our bank accounts, not on the things we possess, not on how we can manipulate things or make things happen, but trust, reliance in God. But in order to do that, in order to turn those valves on our heart, we have to be open to allow God's power and love to flow through us. We have to surrender our life over to him. We have to let go of our desires and become true servants of faith. With the faith the size of a mustard seed, great things can happen. This past Friday, we had a feast day of a saint. Does anybody know who that saint was? I can't hear you. St. Francis of Assisi. Now that guy did a lot with a little. He gave up everything and even gave the clothes off his back to a beggar and walked out of town naked. He gave up everything to be a servant for God and influence many people throughout the world. And now the Franciscan Order is the largest order in the Roman Catholic Church. But more important than that, he influenced and helped other people open their heart to God. By his opening his heart to God, he influenced St. Clare and St. Dominic and countless others. And then there's millions of people a year to go to Assisi just to try and feel that, just try to be a part of it. But in actuality, that part of it is already within us with the power of the Holy Spirit that we received at baptism. We just need to crank open that valve and allow the power of God to flow through us. When we put our faith, our trust, and our confidence in God first, we, like St. Francis, have the ability to look at creation and see it in a beautiful way, and also admire and adore the Creator. When we put God first in our life, we have happiness flow through us that takes away all the rust and crust of those valves in our heart and cleans them, and God flows through us and we have happiness within us. And not only that, the happiness is shared with others and they too are influenced by our faith. When our faith in God is first, we have the ability to forgive people around us, even 7 times in one day. And overcoming our weaknesses and overcoming the millstones that may be around our neck, those are great things. Faith is not just saying, yeah, I believe. I made my first Holy Communion. I was baptized. I'm good. I got my confirmation too. Or I go to church. That is not faith. But sometimes coming to church is difficult. I remember my wife pulling me over to that corner of the church over there. Faith is an attitude of trust, an attitude of confidence, an attitude of obedience to God. And we need to live that every day of our lives. The apostles eventually learned this, and so can we. In our first reading, we heard the prophet Habakkuk. And the last line of the reading, he said, and the just one, because of his faith, shall live. When we allow faith, our faith, to open our crusty valves so that our hearts will not be hardened, as we said in our responsorial psalm, we too will live in God. Are you ready to live? Amen.